A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 15th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the world's most beautiful game, that is soccer.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave per Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, join us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Thanks once again for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the match that was abandoned at Bapaville Stadium, the match pitting bitter rivals Dynamos and Highlanders at PF. You know what PF is all about.
Yes, Bapaville. And instead of watching the beautiful game, the encounter turned ugly when Highlanders fans pelted match officials with missiles after a Dynamos player scored an equalizer in a seemingly offside position.
And reports say the referee signaled that Christian Epopa of Timbare was offside, but linesman Thomas Kusosa indicated that it was a goal.
The situation degenerated until match commissioner Edson Kau called off the game as Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch. Was it a goal or not? Now the PSL has summoned Highlanders to appear before its disciplinary committee to face several charges.
Now, if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number,
Offside. Tanzwa, sizo atawuru wana Gibbs, ashitawura kuti muridzi wenyeri akanga atayiwa, shuwa mukomana anga ari offside. Asi, aka zoro wana masoro nemumwe wake, anowe watoti linesman. Shukanza aiwa, mukomana anwisa chibodzwa chachiri genuine, ndo muonera awa. Yeah. Asi, sisu nasi atisipa kutarisa kuti mutemo, kuti chibodzwa chakanwa here kana rachina.
Kana
kuti mutemo wewe nabvunoti. Tuda kunyanyotarisisa kuti zvakaitwa nevatsigiri venhabvu zvinhu zvinoumba here remangwana renhabvu nekuti tinoona munzvimbo dzakawanda Gibbs unotambwa nhabvu vanhu vanonzi anwisa ari offside referee haamisi mutambo nekuti unobva wanzi mutambo waperayo timu inenge ichinyunyuta inozonyorera kumakomiti makuru kuti nyaya igadziriswa.
Now the breaking news, Jonga, is that the PSL has actually summoned Islanders to appear before a disciplinary committee.
Yes.
And there are several charges. So let's read one or two charges.
This
you know, you can start reading. By reading the first sentence,
maybe. Yes, and the press release, Highlanders FC versus Dynamos FC abandoned the match. The Premier Soccer League has summoned Highlanders FC to appear before the PSL disciplinary committee following incidents of hooliganism that occurred at Bapaville Stadium on Sunday, 14 May 2017 at a Castle Lager Premier Soccer League match between Highlanders FC and Dynamos FC, resulting in the abandonment of the match.
Highlanders FC have been charged for breaching the Premier Soccer League rules and regulations in terms of Order 31 of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League rules and regulations. It is an act of misconduct on the part of the club where its supporters misbehave in any manner whatsoever, inside or outside a ground, before, during, or after a match, no matter on which ground the match is played, without derogating from the generality of what constitutes misbehaviors on the part of supporters. The following are specifically declared to be acts of misbehavior. One,
invasion or attempted invasion of the field of play, save for the reasons of crowd suffered, then causing abandonment or attempting to cause the abandonment of a match, then three, throwing or attempting to throw missiles, bottled and other objects, I think they wanted to say
bottles,
whether potentially harmful or dangerous or not onto the pitch or at any person.
And then acts of violence or attempted acts of violence against anyone at the game. So ke zulukani ndaba lamhlanje ke njengoba jonga khulumile sikhuluma ngakhona kwenzakala eBF izolo bese ungani ke sokujikelwa amatshe kujikelwa imbodlela okunye kutwaba utshwala uyabe ngenzwa kwalomfana so kodwa sikwazi ukuthi bungena njani abantu bakwazi ukuthi bangenza njani.
And the hearing gives is set to be on a Tuesday, 23rd of May.
Kunjalo.
Yes.
So singazi ukuthi kuyaphumana phela ama points la 3 points idimbali lakho ukuthi inikwe ama points ayi 3 wona lawo iHighlanders ilakho ukuthi bayifake isijeziso esimangalisayo kumbe kuthiwa ibhatale imali kumbe kube lokhu lalokhu kube kuningi kakhulu ungagcina kusinda iqembu le.
And Gibbs, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that we are also trying to bring in officials from both clubs, Dynamos and Highlanders, but we are still attempting to get hold of them. But meanwhile, we'll go ahead and discuss this abandoned match.
Now, but before we proceed, I think we have to put the rules very clear here. Now, if anybody scores what is called an offside, according to Rule 11 of FIFA, let me read. If a person is in an advantage position, jonga advantage ukuthi umelele ibhola uyabona umelele ibhola bese ukhahlela phakathi kungela into ezininge ezenzakaleyo. So it says gaining an advantage by being in that position means playing a ball that rebounds or is deflected to him off the goalpost, crossbar, or an opponent having been in an offside position. Two, that rebounds and is deflected or is played to him from a deliberate serve by an opponent having been in an offside position. And finally, a player in an offside position receiving the ball from an opponent who deliberately plays the ball in brackets except from a deliberate serve is not considered to have gained an advantage.
Saka ndo maonero akaitwa na referee ndo daira kudaro kana kuti nevaridzi venyere vakarwana masoro vakaona kuti mutemo unotaura kuti hongu mukomana anga ari offside. Asi bora raazonwisa here ranga rabva kumutambi wechimwe chikwata anoye mutambi weHighlanders akanga achizama kuti anga achiclear kana kuburisa munharaunda make bora iroro ndobva razopedzisira rasvika kune mukomana weDynamos akanwisa ndozviri kunzi nemutemo waverengwa naGibbs. Inini hangu handisi nyanzvi munyaya dzemitemo
kuti
nguva yataitamba isusu Gibbs bora wainzi anogona kurova inonzi hai ndiye shasha yebhora tatine mitemo yedu nguva iyoyo ama kuchinja-chinja hatichaiziva saka tatinzwe kune nyanzvi nevateereri kuti vanozviona sei
kunjalo foit
ndizvozvo.
So ke we've got our first guest, and our first guest is Mr. Tandazani Mgcinekhaya. Mgcinekhaya used to play for Highlanders, you know, in the early 80s, and he was one of the most prolific players at Highlanders. So Mgcinekhaya, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mr. Kifte, how are you?
No, very fine. How is South Africa?
South Africa is very chilly, it's very cold.
Yes, so you are a former player and you've been following Highlanders for a long time, and you played for that team and did everything, you know, according to what you told me. So at the end of the day, Mgcinekhaya, there's this controversy that was at BF. So what do you think about the whole thing? First, was it a goal? And, you know, all those, you know the rules.
Yeah, I know the rules of the game.
So go ahead.
According to my own opinion and my own point of view, the situation in Zimbabwe concerning our football is not fair. Because most of the time, match officials, they judge people, they use dubious decisions, whereby at the end of the game, football is called a beautiful game. But at the end, it turns out to be ugly because of the match officials. According to me, I think the superiors, the ZIFA, whether it's ZIFA or PSL, which is control of football in Zimbabwe, they must take some measures, especially against officials. Because if there's choirs like noise, which was there in Mulawayo yesterday, Papa Phil Stadium, people, they damage property, this and that, vehicles, everything is damaged. Whereby it's a loss to our council, to whoever, even a member of the public. So this thing must be done thoroughly. I don't know how they can solve it, but the match officials, they're a disgrace in Zimbabwe.
But my brother, despite all the loopholes or lack of knowledge or whatever favoritism that may be thrown to the referees. What the crowd did, the fans did, do you think that justifies the reason for disrupting such a beautiful game, as we call it? Soccer is a beautiful that is meant to bring together people of all races and creeds.
No. According to me, I don't quote on violence. I hate violence to the last degree. So what was done by the supporters is wrong. I'm not saying that on that one they are wrong. But the main cause of those things is match officials most of the time. Right? Those big games, they are on live, on Super Sporty, every port, South, wherever in Africa, every port was. Some people were watching that game. But it becomes a craze. While in Zimbabwe, we call ourselves educated people. Some of us, some people, they go with their families to the stadium, but now if it turns ugly, the kids are getting injured, this and that, it's unfair, you know. With one man, we have caused a problem. I don't quote on violence. That is totally wrong, according to me. Totally, totally, 100% wrong. If Zifa is going to take action against Islanders, they have to do it. And the match officials, to say that they must be suspended, or the money, if Islanders charged 10,000, the match officials too must be charged again.
Yeah, what we've learned from PSL here is that they are looking at the abandonment of the match, not the action of the referee. So I hope they will come up with another hearing for the match officials. But from what we have read here, the statement we have, it has something to do with the fans forcing the abandonment of the match.
So now let's take you. Okay.
Can I answer you that question again?
Yes.
You know, I'm one of the people who love soccer. I eat soccer, I drink soccer, I sleep soccer. I always follow British Premier League, Spain League, even South African. Most of their big teams which I support. That thing which is happening, which happened in Zimbabwe, it has been happening for many, many, many years. And they can't solve. They only talk. They punish the only one club. Why can't they try to stop it there and there? Or they hire foreign referees if they can't take action? Yeah, we'd rather look for referees made on the neighboring countries. I think it can be better. Because it seems we are failures. We can't follow the rules of the game.
But from what Gibbs just read from the FIFA website, that if a player is in the offside position, but a defender tries to clear the ball and miscues the ball to the player who is in the offside position, it's no longer an offside because he didn't play the ball from a rebound or from his teammate. What do you say?
Yes. In football, we say the referee's decision is final. So the referee saw that there was a mistake. He blew and pointed to the offside position. But the lineman had to stand on his ground. So, which means there was a disagreement between those two officials.
But remember, they are all referees, the four of them, including the commissioner. So, whatever they agree on will stand. The ref's decision is final.
Right. The other point which is I want to ask you. If the people, they were pelting missiles to the linemen, why didn't they change the linemen and put the fourth official?
The law doesn't allow that because the next time the fans will disagree on who is going to be the match official or the referee, and in the end, who will referee? Because the Highlanders fans may say, we want Kandemiri to be the referee, and the Dynamo supporters will say, no, Gibbs should be the referee. And if that's left to the supporters to decide, do you think the match will be ever played?
Yeah, you know, that is a bad situation, and it's very bad for us soccer in Zimbabwe.
I know. Let's hear from...
We won't go there. You look like... most of the time, I'm in Botswana, I stay in Botswana. You go to Botswana, I used to go there to watch here and there, even on TV. You know, referees in Botswana, I've never heard even a one... I'm almost 20 years going to Botswana. I've never heard that there was a game which was abandoned in Botswana. Not even a single game. And the referees in Botswana now, they go officiate the international games with more numbers than we in Zimbabwe. whereby in Zimbabwe, our game, we call it professional. We've got too many teams in the Premier League. We've got too many referees. Botswana is just an amateur, but they are far much better than we.
Yeah.
According to officials, officiating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I wish the authorities can have a look on that thing thoroughly. Because I was sitting with my daughter, my son, yesterday. He told me, before the game started, I wish Nkau can be removed from being the bosses for the referees. He's the one who is messing things down.
Yeah,
before
but
the game started,
but
I didn't know that Nkau is the one who posts for the referees.
Yeah, but
he's
not
posting referees or whatever.
Mbamba kancane mnumzana, mbamba kancane sithathe. Ngikhale mbale ke one line.
Yeah,
one line. Kulozikhali undebele lapha uyabhala ukuthi ayihlohlanga ngemfanelo iDynamos. Unompembe lapho uqilile kakhulu i-offside i-offside bese ibona sonke umuntu okhuluma lapha i-CAF kufuze ilete onompembe baphandle kwelizwe nxa kudlala iDynamos Islanders. What he's saying is, you know, it was an unfair goal, one. And secondly, he says it was clear that it was an offside according to Sikhali Ndebele.
Mm-hmm.
And he says CAF should play a role in bringing in referees from outside. I know it's expensive, but that's a suggestion.
Who will pay? That's okay.
See, yeah. So
okay, let's hear from Kenneth Mutare. Magadiva yeah. Mutare. Ndirumpenyi muri kupi kwamuri kufona muri?
Ndiri kwaMutare kuZimunya.
Muri kwaMutare kuZimunya.
Yeah.
Ah, titaurire kuti vana vasi vangori cover sei bora iri.
Bora ratingari kunadza zvakaomarara kuti chitere chakati kashamadza zvikuru. Asi chikondi yangu hombe pairi chinonyanya kundizambisa kuti marefuri anonyanya kusapota Dynamos Spherica, I don't know why. Because tikada kutarisa game rakatambwa neDynamos neFC Platinum. Ndipenda yakaenda kupatira striker bora rikamuiswa zvikandaisi gobo. But nezuro yakanzi igobo, I don't know why, nokuti Dynamos yakati.
Saka imi pfungwa yenyu iri kuti zvamurida kupira kune vanenge vari mumasimba imomo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Kumafanzi ndongoti zvangu pakakanganisika dzikonzi final decision. Refu ndiani final decision, but nemarefu vedu tinofanira kuti tiwanyatse kudzidziswa zvakanyanya kuti wape madecision ari right. Kutoti nhasi ronzi igobhora mangwana wenzaisi gobhora. Saka mitema yetinoiziva sebhosina idodzidziswa tinyatoziva mitemo yebhora, but hatizozivi kuti zvacho zviri korekti ndezvipi. Nhasi rombonzira radifurentwa. Saka munhu kana adifurentwa nedifenda tegobhora, but mangwana zvozvonzihaifaiaifi ofside, hatizozivi kuti zvakamira semai.
Asi imi mutemo weFIFA iwoyu number 11 munhu maiuziva here unotaura kuti bhora rakanga ra defender akada kuclear bhora akarirova zvisizvo rikaenda kune opponent iri muoffside, offside yatokanzurwa munhu aakutogowesa. Maizviziva here kuti zvinobvumizwa izvo?
Aizvetinozviziva, but tinozokonfuse kana zvichimutana refu akasagotedzi mitemo iyoyo, because zvakafana negame randitova replatinum neDynamos iroro. Yakanzi chausibatina akanga ari offside. Why?
Iroro hatina kurionawo hamene kuti rakabuda sei.
But PSO manje haina kana kumbosimudza musoro ekuti isovhe decision iyoyo, but yakanzi itemo offside.
Asika
mukoma
Kenneth apa tinyatsopa jekesa, PSL haisi kusimudza musoro nekuti bhora rarambwa kana kuti ragovayo. PSL iri kudaidza Highlanders nenyaya yemhirizhonga yakaitwa nevatsigiri vayo. Ndo nyaya yavari kutarisa iyoyo, idisciplinary hearing yemhirizhonga yakakonzeresa kumiswa kwegame. Because mutemo webhora unoitikana muzvinyunyuto, bhora rapera mokombaira ripoti yenyu mopa kuna match commissioner, moisa zvinyuto zvenyu kana muchitsa kuzifa, kana muchika kuti match commissioner anotibira munzira kana kubvarura kana kuchinja zvatiita nyora. Kune nzira dzokuti muchitsena zvichemo, kwete kuti ndinobva kumba nedombo kuti in case bhora rinozotadza kufamba musha indozokanda dombo. Ndo zviri kurambwa nePSL.
Ipopo ndobvumirana ndikandati kana mafanzi atiri kuti kana refu rakavara zvaanenge atavatohuta zvisemo zvedu kana bhora richinge razopera.
Ndizvozvo maita basa mukoma Kenneth, ticharamba
sorry, can I chip in there to the previous speaker?
Go ahead.
I think what was being said by my brother from Mutare, most referees, they support Dynamos. And then now they are putting it openly for anybody to see. because the game was close to the getting to be finished, the Dynamos were going to maybe they were going to score, or it was going to be a loss to them. So they tried by all means to protect Dynamos. Platinum, they call it a small team. So that's why they didn't complain. They knew they would complain. PSL will take a long time to take decision.
No, but the PSL...
So I think my brother is telling the truth today.
Yeah, but the Platinum match, was it abandoned? Because here PSL is taking action because of the abandonment of the match. Not for the fact that the guy who scored was in an offside position or not. They are saying the fact that people threw missiles, invaded the pitch and forced the abandonment of the match.
But even in Mr. Junga,
yes,
you can complain after that, but it will take more than 6 months until you have forgotten what had happened. But you go to England, if you are given a red card,
yeah,
there's a reviewing committee which sits down after the game or during the week.
Mm.
The review was the ref right by giving a red card or what? Was he all right by giving a yellow card or by that goal? Was it allowed?
Yeah.
If it was a wrong red card, they cancel it.
Then, yeah, and also the official may be suspended for a game or so.
Now, I've never heard since in Zimbabwe that the so-and-so was suspended or was fired, this and that.
Mm. Yeah,
in South Africa, I think there are 4 to 6, in a few, just 3 to 4 years, who have been fired.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Stay on the phone, my brother. Mukoma Kenneth, thank you so much. Chitere, rinchurongwa, tinotenda shukuru. Gibbs, unemu mtere.
Yeah, ilo mzalange ukumbulani moyo, ukulangaleka ubulawayo. Baba moyo, wangchona jani? Uyakuzo baba kumbulani? Ungani phone yake iba njo ngujuni, kumbe ngujulai lapa, angla shua. Iba njo mkando, sibili. Baba kumbulani moyo, uyakuzo baba? Yeah, uchona njani kona ngapha? Yeah, iphone yakho yabuya iphindi khambe. Uyangizwa ngiyenguze futhi phone sihambile. Wathi mbuyele ke kumgcini ikhaya. Yeah, mgcini ikhaya, nxa sesikhangela sibili ebholeni lapha. Siyabona ukuthi yeah, iIslanders abantu bangenile enkundleni bese bakwenzayo. Kodwa bangakwenza kono kuphela iqembu liyaginqa, liyathwala nzima. So umuntu ngazani kuyaphumana khonapho njengoba sibe siya ku PSL kathesi kuyaphumana.
Ya isigwebo sona lizajeziswa sizokuba khona.
Mhm.
Ye abantu baphambanisile silo ukungena enkundleni mbu ukuthi ba forced umdlalo uziye emiswa isigwebo sizaba khona but ngokuya kwambe ngithi ngalabo nompembe bajeziswa.
Mhm.
Mina bengingekho emdlalweni silingikhatshana silingulinde ngamehlo abomvu ngihlezi ku TV kodwa uzowaphuma mbeso kulethe ebusuku. Kodwa obekusenzakala bengikuthola ngamafoni utathe sikwenzakala lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Yikho sithi umntana namuhla wakhuluma kwiboring akaqalisi.
Mm.
Wathi unkawu kubo refu laphana bayasola kakhulu.
Mm.
Mm. Bams usola ngabantu ngaza usola umntwana ehlethi unkawu kubo refu yaphazamisa. Ayisho hodwa amajenisi wabukile amanengi amanye ukuthi kuphelele emoyeni nje kuphela.
Mm.
Ngazijeziswa sibili ayilenda kodwa labona umpemba abake bezama ukujeziswa.
Mhm. Nga sikhangela ke kolapho baba mgcini ikhaya. Kuyakhanya ukuthi sibili amacala ngkola manje kakhulu ukuthi abantu bangene enkundleni bagijigijima phakathi khona ngale bezethusa onompembe labanye abantu even labadlali khona ngale. Kuzobuya futhi ukuthi bayenze ukuthi umdlalo uphele kungakafiki emphethelweni. Kuzobuya njalo ukuthi bebephosela nje amatshe, bephosela imbodlela, lokunye okuthiyeneyo, njalo lokuthi kube lobudlongodlongo. So ke nxa sikukhangela konke lokhu, kukhanya ngazani lapha sibili asikhuluma iqiniso, iqembu lizathwala nzima.
Uthwala nzima lizathwala nzima babadube, kodwa ke lapha sesiya ngesilungwini. Ungakhangela into ezibhalwe emaphepheni labo section sorry, so wena uyabuyenza into eyodwa, ilicala yini. Kodwa ncaso tawubulela umuntu sebekufaka ngabo section so and so, paragraph so and so, kuthina sokungathi licala elikhulu.
Mhm.
Asala abantu baphambanisile lokhu amvumelani labantu sibili kodwa kumele labo bakhangele ngenxa zonke. Isenti le coin ilo head lo tailor.
Mhm.
Hayi. Njalo singekela thina abasekeli bebhora sekeli kwenkundleni PSL futhi iyakhala.
Mhm. Mhm.
Kumele into abantu bayinanzelele kakhulu konke ukuthi abantu kuzobe enkundleni yiba abantu lishawe sithanda umdlalo. Kwenzeke lati imali ingene kuma club ingene ku PSL ingene la ku Zifa.
Mhm.
yiko ngitshela ukuthi mina athesi nxa i-national team idlala ngabona ngiyangizitshela ukuthi avela kula bhora.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Sibili. Ungani kunjalo ukhumbulani ukuthi asebuyile?
Yeah.
Ye baba, khonapho ungayikhashana mnumzana Mgcinikhaya. So silomnumzana ukhumbulani Moyo khonangale koBulawayo. Moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona baba, litshona njani?
Hayi, sitshonele kuhle Sibili. Sizwa kuthiwa ubukhona ngale ebholeni, so wena uboneni khona ngale? La ukuwaphosa nje okunye okuthize.
Ye, akithi mina ngiboni leyo nje ukuthi ngesikhathi ma idimbari kuhlota kube kulile kuzeli. Iplayer yabo i-offside ngoba ilingale kwelayini yama-defenders. So ngesikhathi ithe ihlota uref wathatha ukuthi offside. Ngemva kwalapho ulayinini waphakamisa sithi gobhora, uref wazesinta la sithi gobhora. Isi sikhathi lapho kuvuke khona umsindo abalandeli be-Highlanders. Sebethinga ukuthi manje uhamba njani. Yes.
Kodwa sibini nxa sesilandela okubhalwe phansi iFIFA lapha kuyakhanya ukuthi Sibili, nxa ukuthi umuntu engani ibhola lideflectile eke wacheba phambili ngale e-offside position abesehlohla nxa ibhola lanivele enyaweni zomuntu weHighlander, kukhanya ngazani iFIFA lapha yalithi hayi igobhora.
Igobhora. Asazi lapho.
Ye, kungani batsho njalo Sibili, singazi ukuthi pho-ke njengoba iklabhu sidoniselwe khona ngale ku-PSL lina akusuze kulihlaba enhliziyweni ukuthi iqembu seliyabhadaliswa imali esabisayo?
Ya, kuyasihlaba Sibili ngoba iyakuthi izinkalakada zezimali umzofanti ziholise lokhu abadlali labo khotha konke. So kusuka kube nzima kakhulu nxa kuba njalo.
Ye, kodwa-ke nxa sesiya phambilini baba Moyo, khonoku ukuthi ubudlwangudlwangu obuba khona bungaqedwa njani wena ngumbono wakho?
Lobu mbono ngani kunzima ngendlela okhotha orefu esilabo lapha eZimbabwe. Lokho kunzima kakhulu ngoba orefu abaningi nxa bakhangele nxa bedlalisa imidlalo bala amathimu abo ababevele basapota. Ngoba sinakhangela ulayinimeni yalo ovuzisa umsindo lasithaabhani ibhosi yathi yaxota igobhora esemdekweni kodwa yena wayithika wathi i-offside. So kuyathengisa ukuthi uyakwevele sehlangothini uyake opposithini ntoko.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa-ke mnumzana khona ngapho-ke lapho khona ungadinwa lokusasa baba Khumbulani Moyo.
Ngiyabonga baba.
So that is Mr. Khumbulani Moyo. He's really concerned that the team Highlanders that is going to have some problems if it is fined. You know, especially heavily, if the fine is very, very heavy. There could be problems for the club, according to him, and I think, obviously, that can have a serious negative impact.
I remember something similar happened, was it 2 years ago? A year or so ago, yeah, when Highlanders, then I think Dynamos was leading 2-1 at Baba Fields, and some fans caused the abandonment of that match, and the game was awarded to Dynamos.
Yeah, and previously, you know, Highlanders once played matches without any supporters. It was because of some of those issues, you know. And they used to play the matches early in the morning at 9 o'clock, you know, a.m. And it was really impactful in terms of revenues for the club and all those kind of things.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, okay, we have some fans. Oh, well, they are not soccer fans.
Yeah, people are writing, yeah.
Yeah, but they love soccer.
They love soccer. They're fans, maybe.
Okay, from our viewer, Shona Facebook, they sent some messages. We have Moses Zendera. Anzi vakagona, Coast Dynamos, yaida kubira. Ndofunga haru tigira kuti vakaruisa vakagona. Then Togs Mukwaze. Anzi, wacharitamba vega, kanaribu maitura avo, iwayo. Ngaba vemuligi, vagadre avo, inezhidoja Highlanders chete kana wachiziva. Then we have some who sent through WhatsApp. Tina Simbisai Gwabuya Dewa. And this is right to an ebosso as ratizu unu. Chatwach Jairira Chavo. Bodres if I don't find Rakufa in this abosso. Kutima fansavo. Asie Spirit Yayo. We visita my points. Wopa Dimbara 3 points. We bana kuti itambem ground munema fans. Mutongo yato piwa. Then anzina shumba uru, Zifa should punish the instigators. Then mumati, shakaiti kane zuro ashikuru zirwe. Asi, marefu reedu, ngaedze kubata mitambo, shakafanira. vasingatarisi kuti matimu api ari kutamba. Takatarisa 2015 Highlanders yakagoesa a clear goal, assistant ref akati offside, kusvikira pakuti assistant ref iyeyo ambomiswa basa. Saka vatsigiri veHighlanders vanenge vachitoona kuti zviri kutoenderera mberi. Kana tichibvira ndifonerei ndiende pamhepo, ndini Gaxman kuMarsh West. Asi havana kuisa phone number yavo. Ndo vamwe vateereri vatiinavo vanyora paWhatsApp nepaFacebook pedu. Asi tina mufundisi moyo vari kuSouth Africa. Makadi? Alo, mufundisi moyo.
Makadiko baba.
Aiwa tiri wapenyu. Zvatatodai kuwana imi mufundisi dzimwe nguva zvinotonhodza zvaachiitika izvi.
Regai titende Mwari tekutanga maita zvakanaka matifonero tiri kuno South Africa. Neniwo ndiri kutevera bhora zvikuru. Nhau ipo ndeyekuti kuna baba former player soccer nhau ipo yakanaka zvikuru, but hatikurudziri kuti kana refu kana achinge aita mistake masupporters api. Tinoona maproblem akawanda kana muno muSouth Africa. Marefu anoitawo mamistakes asi vanhu vachingotanga kugwisana like Zamalek neAli Akhili. Inotamba musina maplayer, musina masupporters. Kuti zvoti zvakaitika pamusana peHighlanders nedynamos zvinosina kumira zvakanaka, kuita kuti zvinhu zvinozokonzeresa kuti vanhu vakwanisa kukwanisa kufa kana zvakasiyana-siyana. Saka iriku kupiwa kuti PSA yeZimbabwe ingaigone kubhana masupporters eHighlanders kana kutava musina masupporters, kuti zvinhu zvakanaka. Tiki Dynamos inofevhiwa nemarefu nekuti Dynamos itimu yakaita samwe matimu ose iyo pachai inogona kutamba. Kazoti kana zvinhu zvangoitika vanhu ngavagone kuziva kuti refu zvaataura ndizvo izvozvo, vongotira izvozvo kwetiti vanhu vagwisani.
Asi ndofunga mufundisi moyo, muri kuwirirana zvenyu namukoma Tandazani. Vari kutsigirawo kuti not violence. That's what he has been saying. He said no, he doesn't encourage people to do that, and it's actually bad for the good game. So he's not like supportive of that.
Nokuti nhau yakafana neHighlanders neDynamos haina kutanga izvozvo, yakabvira kudhara nhau iyoyo. Bhozi nesu kuti vativiri vebhora totevera matimu akawanda, hatingati Zimbabwe haina marefuri akakwana. Akadia nemarefuri kuzi toona kana muno South Africa vatamba Kaizer Chiefs kana nePirates kana vatamba Sundowns nePirates, akawana vanhu chikanda zvinhu mugiraundi wekuti marefuri ari kuZimbabwe anogona bhora. Zvekuti kubhotwa uri kune marefuri chete anogona bhora. Kana munyika medu marefuri arimo, ngatisagotera kudaro nokuti iyo Zimbabwe iri kugona kutamba bhora zvakanaka. Nepi nekuti ngatigone ziva isichindoona bhora, tina ndoona mabhora, tokusika toona mabhora inenge yadyiwa yadyiwa yakundwa yakuva tokugamuchira izvozvo. Nokuti pachedu hazvatiwani, hatina mugovumwe watinowana, tira kufadza nyama ino kuona kuitira kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka. Kuti kumukira aisina yakanaka, hakuna timu inonzi inofevhiwa nemarefu, inonzi timu inotenga marefu kauti zvakadai. Asi kuti kana refu rachingaona, refuri wakafanana driver webhazi, kana achingaona problem anoridzira senaipamusana peGamerhighlanders. Bhozi defender weHighlanders ndiye akatura bhora nobvaridzo aida kuribudisa obva amhaina. Saka tingati offside itori nhau yakamira yakanaka saizvozvo.
Asi ndombokupai mubvunzo mufundisi moyo. Ukanga uine mwana wako kuchikoro uko achidzidza kuchikoro kwaari kugara achirohwa nevamwe vana, kana nemumwe mwana ikoko achishungurudzwa achiitwa sei, mwana acho iye achikutaurira, iwo uchinotaurirawo vakuru vechikoro kuti mwana wangu ari kukomplaina ndiri kushungurudzwa pachikoro pasina chiri kugadziriswa, mubereki uchaita sei pamberi apo? Tichitarisa maitiro atinomboita zvinhu muAfrica medu muZimbabwe, handi mubereki akutotakura demo kuenda kuchikoro?
Zvanikati ende nemwana enda chikoro, zvanikati chaini semubereki ndizitoranekuti ndingagona kuchinja mwana wangu. Handigoni kundorova umwe mwana wechikoro, handina mvume yekurova mwana wechikoro. Ndingatochinja mwana wangu wechikoro ndidzira kuve chimwe chikwechikoro, kana kuti ndodaidza mubereki wemwana uyoyo nemubereki nematishati
vachaonaazvese izvozvo. Mazviedza zvaramba, nokuti from the history iri kuratidza kuti this is not the first time this has happened. And my team, they complain kuti marefura asi kutibatira magames zvakanaka, but zvichemo zvazvo hazvisi kugadziriswa. Tanzwa vakawanda vateereri vari kutotaura kuti idambudziko ragara ririmo, harisi kugadziriswa. Saka zvii zvamungakurudzira tingoti dimu tipe vamwe mukana?
Haisi nhau yemuZimbabwe chete. Kana muchiyeuka paAfcon iyaya yakatambwa Zimbabwe pachani, takabirwa pachani iyaya patatamba neLibya narefuri wemuno yaDaniel Bennett akatibira. Kana makaona Burkina Faso, pakaita Burkina Faso Taurobo akapuwa red card yakazozi hazvizvo. Kuti haisi problem yemuZimbabwe chete, zviri mukati meAfrica yose. Tikati Zimbabwe tongaisvopodza bhora remukati menyika yekwedu, zvinhu zviri mukati menyika yose muAfrica. Kana munomusatsaa matiri tinongona zvakona zvakona zvisika zvizvo nepe kuti ngatigone kugadzirisa pasingi panogadzirwa kugadzwa nevezifa ndovanokona kuti vagonekwa neps voona pasi kwekuti vanhu isusu vanhu vakangogara nje vakagara vachiona bhora tomukira because nehighlanders nedynamos dzakabvira kudhara zvizvi zvichingorwa saka kuti vati kuenda nokuenda pachapisa padiopa ngatigone kuzwa because izvi patorine ruvengo pakati pehighlanders nedynamos
hanzi ndo rivalry iripo aiwa ndizvozvo. Thank you so much mfundisi. Gibbs mfundisi saying he does not encourage fans to invade the pitch and this will cause injuries to innocent people, so he's saying this problem is not only found in Zimbabwe. This is a continental, if not international problem, because it's wherever you go people complain that referees are not handling the match the way they believe is impartial, but the end result, fans should not take the law into their own hands.
Definitely, I think lawlessness in soccer is not acceptable. So at the end of the day, if you take your kid to watch a certain game, you expect there to be some kind of safety. You expect
people
to, you know,
but if
very safe and but it happens.
Let me help
impulses,
you.
Impulses.
In this case, you just give your son a small stone.
No, you can't do that. Ya so ke sesilo mnumzana ke usibonakele nyathi ukholakale egogwe kumbe ngumnumzana kumbe unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana kunjani usibonakele khona ngabe egogwe
hayi aphila kakhulu indlalo lana eAmerica ngkhona ngapha
hayi siyaphila kakhulu yey so akutsho umdlalo lapho ngathi ngakho
kunezinto ezimbili entando ukuthi lami ngizifake njengendaba esegodini
yey phosa khona lapho baba.
Into yokuqala nje ukuthi referee nguyo le decision, but however i decision yaleyo must not be used to punish other people. Enye into ngeyokuthi ama supporters, of course into abayenzileyo kayilunganga because they have to be patient with the game of football because anything can happen. So u referee lo linesman iba bavangela ukuthi i game le i postponed. So my feeling or opinion on this one ngeyokuthi olubana labo abazokuthi bahlale i disciplinary hearing le bamele ukuthi labo bafake into perspective the idea eyokuphanisa ama officials lawa ukuze i-presidency ibe lempumela enhle ngoba bangayela ukuthonisisa laba ama-officials umdlalo wethu uzakwala ukuhamba uphanjaniswa ngama-refers. I can assure you ukuthi the game was flowing very well until that incident. But ama-officials labo futhi they should understand ukuthi in football kulabantu abacontrolayo. So ukuthi u-referee la yagcine thatha i-decision because of the pressure esuka kuma-terraces, that is uncalled for. So i-team lapha is now a scapegoat in as far as I'm concerned. Ukuthi how can you control ama-supporters enu egcwele i-Barberville Stadium? So i-team izakwehlelwa ngumthwalo ongayisiwo kodwa wona ama-referees lawo they should try and help us in this game because this is a nice game.
Hayi, ubeka kahle sibili indaba yalamhlanje nyathi. Sibonge kakhulu baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga lami.
Yes, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. That is Mr. Sibonakele Nyathi in Gokwe, and he's saying that you know referees he knows that referees should take decisions and that decisions are final. But he says don't use that decision to actually punish other clubs, you know?
That's true.
He's got a very big point there.
That's
and he
true.
Says at the end of the day, fans should always be patient. Very patient, but when this disciplinary committee sits, you know, they should factor in the issue of punishing even the match officials. Because he says the game could have been flowing very well, and whatever happened was because of the referee and his assistants. So he says, please, PSL, look into this issue and punish them as well.
Okay.
So maybe, according to him, this may actually set what is called a precedent. So that maybe somebody, when somebody is carrying a whistle, you shouldn't swallow it or do some other things, you know. Do the right thing, right?
Yeah. We have also to tell our listeners and viewers that we are trying to bring onto the show former soccer player Alois Bunjira. We got in touch with him and he was driving, so I think we'll try him later. But also, we have something that he posted on his Facebook page yesterday about the goal. Let me just read part of it. He says, lack of knowledge, dangerous. The Dynamos versus Highlanders match was abandoned after Dynamos scored an equalizing goal, which some Boso fans believed it was offside. After watching the video of that goal, I don't see why people should say it was offside. The ball clearly came off a Boso defender who was attempting to clear or block a shot at goal. That touch by the Boso player put the Dynamos scorer onside, and it is a clear goal. I don't know why anyone could cry for offside. A miscue and a deflection are two different things. Even if the Dynamos player was initially in an offside position when the shot was taken, the Boso defender's touch nullified the offside position and played the ball on the Dynamos player onside. The goal was legitimate. That is why I am saying the fans and administrators should take time to also go through the laws of the game so that they won't give out wrong messages. If we are all well-versed with the laws of the game, we won't have unfortunate incidents like today. Hooliganism is never the answer. Yesterday, I watched a blatantly wrong decision by a referee in the South African Premiership, but the fans kept their cool and the game went on. You see?
That is Mr. Alois Bunjira. He knows the game, and let's see what people are going to say about that.
Yeah, so, we can ask from Mr.
Yeah, before going to him.
Yeah.
Let me read what people are writing on Facebook. And remember that we are actually live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. You can post some messages there, or leave your number so that we can call you back. So Honorable Patron Mateko says, Timbare has been crying about these refs and we never raised a finger. Now Timbare is back so powerful, we are making a lot of noise. You know, people write what they want. And then we've got Bonzo Squires who says, an offside is an offside. It doesn't change. Although the referee has got a final decision. But that decision can be wrong in most cases. So let's go back to Mkhwenikaya. Mkhwenikaya, looking at how things are going right now, you know, at the end of the day, we know that people are going to say a lot of things. And, you know, is this not going to kill soccer in Zimbabwe? Literally.
Yeah, definitely. It's killing soccer. It's killing soccer. They're taking us backwards. I think if you can check our terraces before, when guys like Matinda Ndlovu, Sheikh Mentauro, point of when they were playing during those days, you find the stadiums were always full. But they go to the soccer stadiums today, you find most of them, they are half empty or totally empty. So those are the things which are chasing away spectators most of the time. And I would like to agree with Alois Bunjira. He's a soccer expert. Yeah, some of these things, they change daily, and then the officials and the players, they have to learn these laws. But even them, the referees, they must learn some of the things. It seems they are still at the backwards, most of our officials. And there's a question which I wanted to pose on your side, whether if you can advise me. There will be some policemen in the stadium, isn't it true?
Yes. I can see, right now we're watching a video. They are running around, chasing some fans, and all those kind of things. Yeah. So they're always there.
What I've discovered in Zimbabwe, most of the policemen there will be watching the game free of charge. But they go there to control whatever is happening, to make sure the law is followed here and there. But then they will be busy watching football. So I think that is one of the aspects which they have to look all the time. If there's such a violence, the police too must be blamed on that violence again.
So
they failed to control the crowds.
All what you are saying here, Mkhwenikaya, is that in England and other places, police, maybe security guards and police, always look at the fans, right?
And the marshals.
And the marshals, right?
For that, they are on duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, they're paid for that to go and make sure that the law is followed. There's no trouble, no what. Mm. Any Portuguese causing trouble, they have to deal with it. So if the police were alert, they were going to manage to just make sure the supporters, they cool down. But the only in Zimbabwe, the problem with the police, most of the time, at the end, they're the ones who are putting petrol on top of fire.
Mm.
Yeah.
We can hear you. We really can hear you. Thank you so much and stay on the line, Bob.
Yeah, because those people, they will be on duty. They are paid to be there. It's not that they just come in for free or whatever, for charity or whatever, but they are paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control the trouble.
Okay, let's have another person on the line here. I think this is Nkosi from Botswana, right? Baba Nkosi, unganjani?
Hayi ngiyaphila sizonda kurwami.
Hayi wena usaphone phela Nkosi, kumele ufone phela every day utungena.
Mina ngihlezi ngifona, ngihlezi ngifona lapho li drop iphone yami yazi.
Hayi, I think into zabantu lezi Nkosi, into zabantu sibili.
Yeah, yeah.
Mango yasona. Yeah.
Right, uyazi ukuthi give.
Yeah, go ahead bro.
Uyabona ibale ithi politics.
Mm.
Ibale ithi politics lile definition ende kakhulu.
Mm.
Isoka yeZimbabwe isidalated with politics. Ile politics le tribalism phakathi.
Mm.
Uyabona? So imethi yona le ukukhulunywa ngayo lo muntu othi yena kuyenzakala emazweni wonke ukuthi urevu bachitha. Ebutwana badla amadonki. So ngeza ke sidla amadonki eZimbabwe nxa kuthi ebutwana kudliwa amadonki. So we must not copy things that are happening. Nxa kuyikuthi kuyenzakala kwamanye amazwe, then we must lead by example ukuthi sikumise khonoko okwenzakalayo. Ama-rebu vele sukela kudala la kudala. That is why umsindo vele e-DF laphana wawuqala from eco-Highlanders side. Siwubanga umsindo sibijelane kube luthundu. Nxa yokuthi ama-rebu yibo abayenza kube lo msindo. So umuntu vele oyitrouble causer okumele bahlale la ephansi ukuthi kuze kube lo msindo, it was because of the linemen. If the decision ka-linemen was a fair and fire, they couldn't be having that noise ebekhona. But just because of the behavior ka-lineman, he was the most trouble causer. Yabo. So akumelanga sibalekele iqiniso ukuthi sithi thina no ama-supporters, they are not supposed to make noise. What if you provoke them? That was provocation at the end of the day. Yabo. So ukuthi umuntu esewonile njengomunye umuntu uthi hayi ubedakiwe utshwala bobe ngizodwa wadakwa bese kuthiwa utshwala utshwala kaburayithi it's something you can't even understand ukuthi uhamba nje. It's just politics at the end of the day. That's why sizala ama-charges angikhona, it's a reputation of charges at the end of the day. Sebebhala izinto ezingu-5 bazibhale kabili ngoba vele nxa kubele i-hooliganism. I-hooliganism can be anything, it can be described in so many terms. If it was hooliganism, it's hooliganism. There is no need to say another section says another offense, which is a match, another offense, you get a ground, another offense, you get that. It's hooliganism is hooliganism. It can be defined with only one word, hooliganism. The EPSL is going to make money out of the islanders because they're broke, so they have seen a way of making money out of the islanders. Mina, I will not condemn our supporters. If anything is wrong, we must treat those refugees until to come nice, so that at the end of the day, they should know that they are there to impress us at the end of the day. They are not there just to decide on one team at each and every match. They have never ruled against the Dynamos ever since Iggy Islanders had the Dynamos. We when we were at school. We had those problems with the refugees by Tata Masai. So they must be beaten thoroughly.
Hayi ukutshala phela kuyahlupha because ukutshala kuyahlupha mzamo. So asikubekeli nje ngendlela ukuthi pho kungalungiswa njani khonoko.
No, Dube, you know where the problem is. That is Shona Ndebele attitude still rules. Uyabona?
Kunjalo.
It rules each and every corner of Zimbabwe. The four corners of Zimbabwe are ruled by that attitude of Shona Ndebele. Of which at the end of the day, we are being always oppressed in each and every, including in sports, where people should forget about these political issues. Then we carry them with useless, stupid refuse, we bring them to the ground. At the end of the day, we find ourselves fighting to each other. Just because of a mere stupid lineman who cannot reason. In front of all that crowd which was full in that stadium, he was not even shy to give that a silly decision.
it's not something that we can condone and say, no, we have to just ignore things. We are going to beat them. As long as they behave like manner, we are going to jump into the ground and beat them thoroughly.
Hi, but
hi, sikuzwile baba Nkosi. Ye, kodwa ke hayi lipolisa phela inhliziyo yomuntu omdala. Enxa into sizalukana ilanga, eh?
It's painful.
Ngiyakubona sibili.
Zimbabwe is going down. We have got young boys here. I've got a very good son who plays very serious soccer. Uyabona? So at the end of the day, if my son sees like that, then he's heartbroken. He can't feel like a player because he will be supported by useless linemen. That's a serious
But say, from yesterday's match, even the Highlanders players were trying to cool down the tempers and encourage their fans to take their seats so that the match continues.
Remember, Jonga, when we get into the stadium, we don't use bucket tops to get into the stadium. We say we cannot spend our money to go and watch somebody doing a silly decision like that. No. We pay to get into the stadium. We use time to go there. We stop a lot of our jobs to go and watch football, which we think it will even cool down our hearts when life is tough. But at the end of the day, someone comes from another corner. He decides for more than 50,000 people who are in the stadium. That's nonsense.
10 seconds, Baba. Kata kola po 10 seconds. Nyakuniga sivi lezo kenza ako. 10 seconds. Kata.
Yeah. We want to see the outcome of the PSL committee, whoever is going to preside on that case and the judgment. Then we are going to take it from there.
Ah, won't you, Baba? Siyabonga.
Then they will meet. Then you beat them up again.
Hi, bud.
They must take action against the referee.
Hi, Smokile Kos. Smokile Akulu, Baba.
Thank you so much.
I think we had it.
Yeah, because he was also translating into English.
Yes, yes.
Tinam Koma Alex P. Mawewe, Waruku Botswana. Magadim Koma Alex.
Mambo Magadim.
Tirewa penyinya, iri mdari roma inzuka, ya kuzia, izungu wa zaku, na kupera, tipe iti inzuka funga zini.
Na wii, ya kazia, pane wanotora yosizo, azungu ti na wii, tayari kukoda ni zungu ti, wanu wawiri ya nizeti. Na wii papa bora marchandri wara kaita vese sakari wona tangati kiri wona mutemo wata uka kutara kuti bora rika papa pa opposition rika enda pa opponent rika pa ipapa rika pina mgedi igo bora wajata umwe mutemo upi huti hakuna umwe mutemo uno uya kuzuko iyo mutemo isu wangu tinofarira bora tinoru wona bora zwane zwa tinoona bora kutaka apa apana javari kutawara apa bora raka goa jete 3 points kati ndi kutimbari
Saka dzimwe nguva vamwe vari kuti refura akanga ati haisi go tomboti refura anogona kunga anga asingatoziviwo mutemo zvakanaka kupfuura linesman handiti nokuti linesman ndiye ari kuti aiwa FIFA inoti kana bhora rarohwa nemumwe hakusiko ndo zvaari kutaura aiwa tikufunga ndo zvaari kuteedzera mutemo wataona muFIFA law number 11 wekuti bhora rakabva kudefender richienda kune striker iri offside haachisiri offside inenge yatokanzurwa ipapo Asi dai kuti bhora rakarova defender akazvimirira asinei nekuattempta kuclear. Kana kuti rarova bango radzoka muplay munhu anenge ari offside. But the fact yekuti defender weHighlanders akaedza kuda kuclear bhora iroro rikaenda kuplayer yeDynamos yanga ari muoffside. Ehe. Ndopari kunzi nemutemo weFIFA kana tanyatsonzwisawo kuverenga kwataita kuti aiwa pane pasina offside. Saka imi mune ramangwana zvii zvamungakurudzira munyaya dzemirizhonga idzi.
Aiwa, na uja mirizonga baba adinakunaka. Nekuti mnaona kubora u ground kuyakuya. Tineenda newana, tineenda nani, nevana wadiku wa sika kuni self-defense. Mirizonga yi katanga yi singeta kusha ipokupi nga manji. Kaka mirizonga yi nda anji kuri zira utidai zaazi jibzira za. Ameno kutuwa hii kwa nisa kuisa fosi ya keta sisi yi security. Kukuti mirizonga yi singe isa ije. Ende maholi zanzi, shua nga awonete. Makamera nga ashandi siwa awone kwa nzivatanga ma mirizonga divana ane deni. Mutu kwa wengi kwa kumutemo. Vano hako mbo suwa kaita kuti mirizonga.
Oh yeah. Thank you so much mkoma ndroi mba kuti varuku nzwa wanenga vachisu gazira mitemo yu ine kui wandu zane kui chengeteza.
No,
thank you so much. Gibbs, his main emphasis is no to hooliganism. He said that teams and whoever is in authority like PSL and ZIFA, they should take stern action against hooligans. But I think teams have marshals.
At one time, I
may recall, well, Caps United fined one of its
marshals
supporters. yeah, I think he did something wrong or bad in the stadium. Mm. The team, yeah, they banned him a match or two, and then they fined him.
Mm-hmm.
So which means the marshals can do.
Can I chip in there?
Yes, yeah, you can, man.
Yeah.
I would like to disagree with the previous caller.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's saying PSL must give Dynamos 3 points, what is the cause of the that all those what happened? It was the lineman. So which means he's saying that the lineman was all right.
That's what he's saying.
He will be celebrating that I did the right thing, the lineman.
He's saying the linesman followed the FIFA rule number 11 that says if the ball was played from a defender to a player who was in offside position.
No. If I was the one who was going to rule on that game, the score, I'll just leave it 1-1 as it is, or I'll just call a replay.
Then,
because the ref, which means the ref and the lineman at the end, they'll be involved in that thing. They've won their, if they grudge or whatever, they've won their case.
And
that's
if
fair enough.
And if there's a replay,
I don't mind.
If
or even whatever, but if they give 3 points to Dynamos, which means the lineman and the ref, they've won their case.
No, their because from, well, we have to wait for any disciplinary measures or a hearing on the referee's part. But here, PSL said it is going to summon Highlanders because of crowd violence or crowd hooliganism. But we just...
That summons on its own is already a charge.
Yes, but not that they will say the referee was right or not. I think there's a committee that overlooks referees' performances too. So we have to hear from them. But as of now, I think Gibbs, you can
ibhola kade lingavunyelwayo. So ke uphinde wathi uNkiwane siyacela ukuthi iIslanders ingajeswa kakhulu. Is appealing for, you know, lesser kind of
punishment.
That's right.
Bananzi Mkoma Felix Hanzi vanyora ku WhatsApp yedu. Hanzi zvinonyadzisa kurwira bhora. Ma referees vanofanira kuziva kukosha kwemutambo uyu. Abafanira kukonzeresa. He's blaming it on the referees.
Yes, and then we got Gumeten Dota now who says what the fans did was wrong. However, all this is a build-up of anger due to the unfair treatment that Islanders get in football decisions. What we should understand is that most of these issues are... I think it got cut off there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, let me see what I can do. I can salvage it, yes. What we should understand is that most of these issues are tribal, unfortunately. Football shouldn't be based on tribal issues, however, as it is, because people are people and they should always interact and enjoy. Yeah, then Sakile Liline says, hashtag as funubumbulutin. So, now, let me get back to you, Mr. Mkinikaya. So, as far as you see all this happening in Zimbabwe, obviously, you heard some people talking about tribal issues and all those kind of things. Nkosi mentioned that. I've read Kumete's message, which says the same thing. But is it really a question of these tribal conflicts or somebody made a mistake?
All those things, they go parallel. Yeah, politics, tribal, they just go parallel. And now when it comes to the ref, on my side, I don't trust Zimbabwean refs. And it's not the first time. Every season, in and out, most games I watch them, but they always do that.
Thank you, Mr. Mkinika. Time is out, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. Siyabonga kakhulu. Isikhathi sesiphele, Mkinika. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Tandazani Mkinika. He was there all the time.
All the time.
And
thank
he's a former Highlanders player.
So he was speaking as a Highlanders player?
No, he was speaking as a soccer kind of commentator. Now, you know, he loves soccer. He says he dreams, swims, and does everything soccer.
That's good.
So this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni, jonga kande mire chitaiwa zvirongwa zvestudio 7 zviripo. Rambam chititeira, tinotenda zvikuru, marara zvakanaka.